Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Anna。
Okay, well, remember yesterday we were listening to Zachary talk about what he was going to do for his summer. He had a good summer plan. He was going to a baseball camp, and then he and his dad were going to build a treehouse in their backyard. That sounded like a really fun and exciting summer for Zachary. Well, today...We're going to check in with Hannah and read what she's going to do on her summer holiday. She's writing about it in her diary. But we have a little bit of a job while we listen to Hannah. We have to pick some words and help her finish her diary entry about her summer holiday plans.
对啊，所以 Zachary 跟 Hannah 呢，其实他们都是我们 AMC Middle School 的学生。不过今天我们就要来帮 Hannah 完成她的日记哦。
My summer plans.
Summer is my favorite season because I was born in July. My mom planned a welcome party, b pool party for me this year. All of my friends will be there. Then,My best girlfriends will have a sleepover at my house. I can't wait to spend time with them. My family and I will also travel A. abroad B. aboard to California. I never took A. train B. plane before.So I'm nervous, but excited at the same time. I wish summer would never end. The answer. Summer is my favorite season because I was born in July. My mom planned a pool party for me this year. All of my friends will be there.Then my best girlfriends will have a sleepover at my house. I can't wait to spend time with them. My family and I will also travel abroad to California. I never took a plane before, so I'm nervous but excited at the same time. I wish summer would never end.
Season. Season. The winter season in Australia is between June and August. The winter season in Australia is between June and August. Friend. Friend. I became friends with Natalie because we both love music.I became friends with Natalie because we both love music. Nervous. Nervous. Lillian was nervous about going to a new school. Lillian was nervous about going to a new school. End. End.The movie story ended with a big surprise. The movie story ended with a big surprise.
Okay, so Hannah begins her diary entry by writing, Summer is my favorite season because I was born in July. Oh, okay, well, yeah, summer is a lot of people's favorite season.A season is one of the four main times of the year when the weather changes quite a lot. Most people would be able to say the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. All right, and they happen every year. We go through these four seasons. Of course, the winter season is the coldest one, and the summer season is the hottest one. For many people, summer will happen in the months of July and things like that. But of course, if you go down south to Australia, things are a little different. As our example sentence reads, the winter season in Australia is between June and August. So when we have our summer, they are having their winter. But of course, at Christmas time or Chinese New Year in Australia, that's their summer.
对，所以其实听起来会怪怪的，因为澳洲是在南半球的关系，所以他们的春夏秋冬刚好跟我们北半球是不一样。不过当我们在提春夏秋冬的时候，它其实就是全年的所谓的季节，在英文当中用的是 season, S-E-A-S-O-N, season。当然麦刚也替我们介绍过了春夏秋冬这四个季节，春天 spring,Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G. 那么夏天就是我们今天看到的 summer. 而秋天呢，我们可以说 fall, F-A-L-L, 或者是 autumn, A-U-T-U-M-N. 当然 winter 出现在我们刚才的例句当中，冬天 winter.
All right, so it's great to have a birthday in the summer holiday, just like Hannah does. She says, my mom planned a welcome party or B,pool party for me this year. Oh, we have two choices of different types of parties that maybe Hannah will have this summer. A welcome party or a pool party? What do you think?
What's the difference? I don't know. Pool party?
What does that mean? A pool party is just a party at a pool. So everyone brings their swimming suits and you find a pool and you can go swimming while you have your party. So it's kind of fun. You can...
Like a swimming pool?
Yeah, like a swimming pool.
Oh.
And a welcome party, of course, would be if someone is new.
To welcome someone.
That's right. They've moved to a new town or they're at a new job and people might have a party for them so that they can meet more people and kind of make some new friends. So that would be a welcome party. A pool party could be any reason. It could be a birthday. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, just for fun. But it basically means you're having a party at a swimming pool.
Oh,
so there's swimming, you know, involved with the normal eating and listening to music or talking or whatever people do at parties. You also swim.
Then I think the answer should be B, a pool party.
A pool party, yeah. Uh-huh. That would be a great thing to have in the month of July, right? The hot summer month of July. Have a pool party. I think you're probably right about that. Hannah continues, all of my friends will be there. Well, of course, if it's a party like your birthday party, you want all of your friends to be there. A friend, as most people would know, is a person that you know quite well, and you like them, and they like you. And you spend time together not because you have to, because you go to school together, you work together, but because you choose to, because these are nice people, and you have a good time when you're around them. They're not your family, right? It's not your brother or sister who you can like and have a good time with, too. But no, with friends, there's no family relationship. It's just people you like and you enjoy spending time with.
Right. 所以我们在这里看到的谁会去这个 pool party 呢？当然他所有的朋友都会到场咯。那么在英文当中的朋友就是这个字 friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, friend, 朋友。那当然朋友指的是你的一个一个的朋友，当然是一个可数名词，所以两个以上复数的话要加 S-O。不过在例句当中呢，我们可以看一下 become friends with someone, 就是和某人成为了朋友。
The example sentence reads, I became friends with Natalie because we both love music.I became friends with Natalie because we both love music.
Right. 所以我说如果跟谁成为朋友的话可以用 become, 成为这个动词。如果是去交朋友的话则用另外一个动词叫做 make. You make friends with someone else. 比如说我跟 Mike 成为朋友我也可以说我喜欢交朋友 I like to make friends with all kinds of people. 跟所有不同种类的不同个性的人Make friends, 做朋友。
All right, then Johanna says, my best girlfriends will have a sleepover at my house. I can't wait to spend time with them. Oh, so the pool party won't be the end of the birthday fun. She'll have a sleepover with her best girlfriend. So boys are not invited, just the girls are invited, and they can have a sleepover. That's when you invite your friends to come to your house,and sleep for one night usually. So maybe you'll have three or four of your best friends come over and, you know, he'd stay up late and watch movies and talk about boys or talk about girls or something like that. Talk about whatever you like to talk about. But it's kind of fun because you don't usually get a chance to, you know, sleep in the same room and wake up and have breakfast with your friends when you're a young kid.
所以其实在这时候啊，我们常常有时候在当学生的时候，工作之后会不会这样子呢？好像比较少。Anyways, 有时候请同学来家里过夜啊，可能是礼拜五的晚上或礼拜六的晚上，我们可以说 have a sleepover at someone's house, 指的是到某人家去过夜。那么在这里看到的是跟他最好的女性的朋友呢一起在自己家里过夜。Have a sleepover at someone's house.
So, of course, one party is not the only thing Hannah will do during her summer vacation. She says, my family and I will also travel, is it A, abroad, or B, aboard to California? Do you travel abroad, or do you travel aboard?
Travel abroad.
Abroad, that's right. To go abroad or travel abroad means to go to another country. So you leave Taiwan and you go to...So it could be somewhere close, like Korea or Japan. Could be somewhere very far away, like Australia or Africa. Who knows? But as long as you're leaving your country, you travel abroad, okay?
But what about aboard?
Yeah, aboard is to talk about getting onto a boat or a train or something, right? To get aboard a boat means to get on the boat because you're traveling by boat. The boat will leave, but before the boat leaves, you want to get aboard.That means basically to get on a boat. We can also get aboard a train or a plane or a bus.
所以其实后面这里的 aboard 指的是登上交通工具的意思。我们可以说 get aboard, 就是登上什么样的交通工具。如果情境很清楚是要上车或者是上船，当然可以直接说 get aboard。如果你要把话说清楚到底是上车还是上船，比如说要该登船咯，要上船咯， get aboard the boat 或者是 a boat, 直接在 aboard 后面加上那个交通工具就可以了。所以前面 A 的 abroad 其实就是海外，就出国的意思，而后面这里的 aboard, get aboard 指的是登上交通工具。
Okay, that's exciting, going to California in America. Hannah says, I never took a train or B, plane before. I never took a train before. I never took a plane before. Well, of course, these are both things that we use to travel, especially when we're traveling a long way, when we're going a long distance. We can take a train or we can take a plane. Which one do you think it is?
I'm not sure.
Well,
it could be either.
It could be either. Let's say she lives in Taiwan. Let's say Hannah lives here in Taiwan.
如果是住在这里，那要去 California 当然是要搭飞机了。
That's right. You can't take a train to California.
No.
It doesn't go under the water, and it would probably take weeks, even if you could. So a plane, right? You fly in an airplane to a place like California. It's far away. It's over the ocean. She says, so I'm nervous but excited at the same time. Oh, okay. So she's nervous, but also excited. Excited is when something good is going to happen and you kind of can't wait and, you know, your body feels like it's full of energy because you're just so looking forward to it. It's going to happen soon. You're excited. Nervous is a little bit like scared. Maybe not totally scared, but you don't feel comfortable and you think something bad could happen, but maybe something good could happen, but you don't really know. So being nervous is something you might feel before you do something exciting.Or dangerous for the first time, before you take a test, before you go on a date with someone you really like. You might be, oh, I hope this is okay. So you're nervous, okay? Because, yeah, traveling by airplane is a little bit exciting if you've never done it before.
对啊，尤其是像坐飞机，很多人会担心飞机到底会不会掉下来，所以会很紧张。但不管是搭飞机的紧张，约会的紧张，这里的紧张呢，都可以用这个形容词 nervous. N-E-R-V-O-U-S, nervous.
The example sentence reads, Lillian was nervous about going to a new school. Oh, yeah. Lillian was nervous about going to a new school. Okay, Hannah says, I wish summer would never end. It sounds like she's having a great summer. That's why she wishes it would never end. If something ends, it finishes. It stops. It's not going on anymore. The summer will end when you go back to school in September. So, of course, she wishes the summer would never end. She hopes the summer holiday goes on forever.
Right. 所以最后里这里的 end 不是当名词哦，而是当动词结束或者是终止的意思。不过这个字啊，如果我们要说以什么什么东西做结尾，则可以用 end with something. End with something.
And our example sentence, the movie's story ended with a big surprise. Well, I think that's a great way for us to end our story about Hannah. Well, it looks like Zachary and Hannah both are going to have really interesting and exciting summer holidays. Good for them.
Right. Hey, Mike, did you have, when you were a student, did you have any assignments during...summer vacation?
We would sometimes get a little bit of homework, but usually it was just reading a book that we were going to study in school.
I see.
So you'd have to read the book and maybe write a little bit about it just to show the teacher that you did read the book. But it would really only take you, you know, a few hours of work. Once you finish the book, of course, then it would take you just a few hours of work. So we were allowed to really enjoy our summers because then you go back to school feeling fresh and feeling energized and you had lots of...interesting experiences. It gives your family time to travel and stuff. So that's what we did in our summers, and we generally had a pretty good time.
虽然我们都会有暑假作业，但是没有关系，我们还是可以抽空好好的玩一玩呢，对不对啊？
A-Plus小聚会。
Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 又到 A-Plus 小聚会。Now, we will take 1 hour of free time for your leisure. Now, we will take 1 hour of free time for your leisure.
现在开始我们一小时的自由活动时间。哎哎哎，还真的给我跑光光嘞！回来回来回来！我刚刚说的是当你参加团体旅游时一定会听到的一句话。
Now, we will take 1 hour of free time for your leisure. Now, we will take 1 hour of free time for your leisure.
现在开始我们有一小时的活动时间。偷偷告诉你们哦，根据可靠消息指出呢，当导游这么说的时候，就是他想要偷懒的时候啦。嘘，不要说出去。当然自由活动时间不一定都是指一小时。如果是3小时怎么办呢？没错，
We will take a 3 hour free time for your leisure.
耳尖的同学有没有发现为什么是 3 hour 而不是 3 hours？ 因为这里的 3 hour 已经变成修饰 free time 的形容词了，因此就不用变复数加 s。另外，在生活中，老师也可能说：“现在开始，我们休息15分钟吧。”
Now we will take a 15-minute break. Break, b r e a k
是名词，有短暂休息的意思。好，最后我又要考你们了。今天的小聚会是3、2、1，对。
Now we will take in 1 hour of free time for your leisure.
下次再见，拜拜。
Chit chat.
Gain 有获得的意思，不过 earn 也有获得的意思哦，
所以他们一定可以互换着使用，所以我可以说I want to gain a lot of money.
表姐，我不是跟你讲吗？前天我去那个试镜的广告啊
，I got the part 录取了，耶！
太棒！那我赶快计划对你的经纪人 ，and make sure you gain $1 million a month, 耶！
表姐，你会不会太快计划了？我都没跟你说我是演什么角色，怎么对我那么有信心嘞？其实我只是演那个女主角的旁边的旁边的旁边的后面那棵树的路人哎。
不过刚刚大家是不是有注意到表姐说了，you gain $1 million a month？ 大家是不是觉得这里用 gain 感觉怪怪的呢？当我们用 gain， 这是一个动词哦，是指获得，可是后面我们不能接钱或者是酬劳哦。最常见的片语有 gain support， 获得支持啦，或者是像是获得这个欢迎度 gain popularity， 或者是获得经验 gain experience， 或者还有 gain power， 得到权力等等哦。 所以啊，如果要表示赚多少钱，一般我们就会用 earn 或者是 make。像是比方，如果你要说，哎，他这个赚多少钱，可以说 how much does he earn or how much does he make。那刚刚呢，我们有提到 gain， 其实它只是单纯的得到的意思哦。如果我们用 earn 的话，则有经过一番努力而获得、博得这样的意思哦。所以如果你说 he gained people's respect， 就只有诶他得到人们的尊重。可是如果改写成 he earned people's respect， 则是有着他可能因为付出很多而博得人们的尊重哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
earn 可以指赚多少钱，而 earn 也可以用来指的博得、应得，不同于 earn gain 后面不可以接金额哦。
My summer plans.
Summer is my favorite season because I was born in July. My mom planned a welcome party, b pool party.For me this year, all of my friends will be there. Then, my best girlfriends will have a sleepover at my house. I can't wait to spend time with them. My family and I will also travel A. abroad B. aboard to California. I never took A. train B. plane before. So I'm nervous, but excited at the same time. I wish summer would never end. The answer. Summer is my favorite season because I was born in July. My mom planned a pool party for me this year.All of my friends will be there. Then my best girlfriends will have a sleepover at my house. I can't wait to spend time with them. My family and I will also travel abroad to California. I never took a plane before, so I'm nervous but excited at the same time.I wish summer would never end.
Season. Season. The winter season in Australia is between June and August. The winter season in Australia is between June and August.Friend, friend. I became friends with Natalie because we both love music. I became friends with Natalie because we both love music. Nervous, nervous. Lillian was nervous about going to a new school.Lillian was nervous about going to a new school. End. End. The movie story ended with a big surprise. The movie story ended with a big surprise.